couple reminders as things potentially stay busy or maybe get busier in the weeks ahead. Two lessons that came back to me again today. Be willing to miss moves. You always make more money when you're willing to miss moves. And keep that size medium. If you really like something, maybe medium plus, whatever that means for you. But when you get really big, you freeze and a lot of emotion goes into getting big and you can't get out properly. You don't react on time. You're slow. You're sloppy. Nothing works well. But when you're if you're too small, you don't care. And if you're in the middle, you tend to do your best. That's where I've made all my money is when my size is what I consider moderate for whatever I'm trading. And then maybe you can make good decisions as well. You can always add to the position. You can put it on the shelf and get out of it and reassess. And all those options are available to you because you're not trading the two-headed monster of the market plus your P&L. You're just trading the market, which is much easier than trading your personal emotional curve and your profit with the market, if that makes sense. It's like trading two or three markets at once because you're emotional money all day long, and it's very difficult. So that's one thing. And on the other thing about the being willing to miss a move, that's probably the number one indicator that I'm trading well is when I'm willing to miss things. And it's really tough when you put energy into something that you really want to catch. But when you're willing to miss it, it's funny how it comes back and gives you a better price later and you end up coming out ahead at least in the next few days or weeks, even if it's not that day. Time frames don't matter. Same thing. Trading is trading. So it applies everywhere. But that's one thing I've been working on lately. I got a little too big in a few positions and I worked my way out of them, luckily, as best that I could. Took a little bit of a punch in the leg, but nothing terrible. And now I'm back to singles and doubles, trading medium size and willing to miss moves. And it's an easier way to live. It just feels, you feel better every day. You feel lighter. And the home runs will kind of come then when you're not trying, they'll just show up by accident.